AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is pushing for a deal on his social services and climate change plan before he travels to Europe later this week. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
It'd be very, very positive to get it done before the trip.
The president says he's hopeful it will come together soon. Democrats are poised to unveil a new billionaire's tax to help pay for a package that'll tally at least $1.75 trillion after earlier tax plans fizzled. The president's again highlighting the package's child care proposals.
My name is Caden Brooke.
Hey, Caden, how you doing? My name's Joe. Good to see you.
First, visiting a New Jersey elementary school and then a transit center.
So let's get this done. Let's move.
Where he appealed for Congress to pass a related infrastructure bill he says is vital to boosting America's global competitiveness. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Biden administration says children under 18 and people from dozens of countries with a shortage of vaccines will be exempt from new rules that will require most travelers to the U.S. to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. This is State Department spokesman Ned Price.
This policy will further boost economic recovery, and its impact will be widespread across the United States.
Moderna says a low dose of its vaccine is safe and appears to work in 6 to 11-year-olds. It joins Pfizer in moving toward expanding shots to children. The Pentagon believes Iran was behind a drone attack last week at a military outpost in southern Syria where American troops are based. Spokesman John Kirby was asked if there will be a response.
If there's to be a response, it'll be at a time and a place and a manner of our choosing, and we certainly won't get ahead of those kinds of decisions.
Facebook is reporting a third quarter boost in profits amid revelations about the harm and division it has caused around the world. The Dow finished up 64 points. This is AP News. Authorities say a newly identified victim of serial killer John Wayne Gacy was
Wayne Alexander.
He was from North Carolina. In Chicago, Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart says Alexander would have been 21 or 22 when Gacy killed him sometime between early 1976 and early 1977.
Wayne, as he liked to be called, got married. He moved to Chicago in February of 1975. He divorced shortly thereafter. And shortly after that, no one heard from Wayne again.
John Wayne Gacy was convicted of killing 33 young men and boys in the 1970s. As for Alexander,
he had the misfortune of both living in the area where John Wayne Gacy did most of his killing, where he targeted most of his victims. He also had the misfortune of also operating in an area where John Gacy targeted specific people and specific groups.
Alexander's sister, Carolyn Saunders, thanked the sheriff's office for giving the family some level of closure. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.